So we continue our journey of seasons of grace, and this week we have winter. Now, winter's a really interesting season because it is very different than all the others. Because in many ways, winter is where death occurs, but all the leaves fall off and die, and there are no leaves on the tree, and they're all very stark. The weather is quite barren as well, and it seems like everything has died. And if winter was the only season in itself, it wouldn't be a good one. And there are places on earth which might reflect that, like a desert, or maybe in somewhere where there's just snow and just barren wasteland where nothing lives. But most of the world is not like that. And winter is a preparation for spring. Some things must die in order to bring life. One of the scriptures says, talks of seeds that need to die in order to bring new life. And of course, this is the picture of the cross. It is the death of Christ, the winter of Christ, which brings the spring of resurrection and new life. But Christ must die. There isn't a way round it. There must be a death before there must be life. And in our lives, there must too be a winter before there is a spring or indeed a summer. But I wonder about your inheritance. What does your will say, that if you've written a will, what does it say about you and your money? Because here they're talking a lot about money. What does it portray about your life that your will says? Where have you given your money to? Is it to your family? Is it to charities? Is some of it going to the church? Where is it going? And sometimes it's a reflection a little bit of our life as well and how we live life. Our will says something. But the thing is, we do leave everything. The scripture is really clear about that, is that there is nothing that we can take with us. It talks about the fact that when we came into this world naked, we'll leave it naked. And so what we do with our money is of real importance in life and to some extent in death, because that's really attached to life, because we will give it all away. And in the same way, we give all of our life away and we give all of our death and our money away. So in life, we give it away. And the only question is, where will we give it? What will we do with it? Are we going to invest in God, or are we going to invest in something else? And here we have this story of this rich ruler who God has richly blessed. And he gets it out of perspective. He doesn't look at his life eternally. He looks at it as just a life in itself. There's no winter there. There is no death. He wants to build a bigger barn. And he's focused on himself. And he's focused on his wealth and his money. But fails to realize that very night where he builds this fine barn, that actually he will die. Because his perspective on life is not to be rich in God, but to be rich in money. He's got a wrong perspective. We need to invest for eternity in life. So we may live eternally in life when we invest our lives with God rather than money, or invest our lives in people and loving people rather than anything else. Because at the end of our lives, that is what will count. It's what's most important. When we die, what we probably most want is our family around us. No one ever says, "I wish I'd worked more hours in the office," on their deathbed. No one says, "Oh, I wish I had more money. If only I'd earn more money." Because on your deathbed, your money is worthless. Nothing has any value. Usually it's our family that we look to on our deathbed. They're the ones who are most important as we die. And I've seen this. But actually, once we've died, more important than our family, we want our family to be with us as we die. But when we're dead, then there's only one person we need, and it's God. We need to invest in God. You see, a love of money, verse 13 says, a grievous evil under the sun, wealth to the harm of its owners. In other words, wealth and money, they're his thing. Now, I've said 100 times that money in itself is not a bad thing. It is what we do with that, because that's what counts. Are we investing in God? Are we investing in what's important in life? Because at the end of our life, that's where we must be focused. Preparing, if you like, for the spring, where there is new life that's born out. And I've seen this practically. If you invest in God, you will inherit eternal life. When you invest in yourself, you will just inherit your own money, which you can't take with you. If you invest in love in life, you will reap the reward as love as you died and the memory of those that you leave behind. But we need to find contentment and to allow God to decide whether he gives us a lot of money or a little money. And it's very interesting how it seems that some people, and it's not dependent how good we are, how much money we have, and sometimes very bad people will have a lot of money. Which is why we must understand that that's never what really matters. We must find contentment, our scripture tells us, in what we have. Whether it's a lot or a little, it's contentment with what we've got. Because otherwise, one of the richest men famously said, when asked how much is enough, he said a little more. In other words, you can never have enough. If money is what you're after. And we see that, don't we, with the wealthy. And even ourselves, as some of the wealthiest people in the world, we may not feel it, but we are. What we do with our money matters. But we must have an eternal perspective. We must have a focus on spring to allow things to die, to then be reborn. And I've seen people, as they've left money for good, for charity or to the church, it can be a real blessing even after they've gone and bear a new fruit, a new life out of that inheritance. And just as I've seen it, I've also seen people fight over wills in the most horrendous way, and that too is not a good thing. And that is changed by the love that we give. So what will we be investing? Will we be rich in God or rich in money? We do need to choose in life, because winter comes to all of us and we must be aware of that. Whether we're going to choose to live with winter coming and prepare warm coats, good heating, that kind of thing. As a metaphor for how we use our money and how we use our life and how we use our time and how we use our wealth. Amen.